when we are learning to heal our lives, part of what we do is we enter into the process of diagnosis. And while a certain amount of that needs to be done, in a patriarchal culture, diagnosis is done through negativity. So what happens in the inner dialogue is, I am going to fix my life, and so now I will make a list of what is wrong. And that is very much the way we are taught to approach things. That is very much how the authoritarian information is passed down to us. If you are going to fix yourself, you must go immediately to what is wrong. Now, when we add the beauty and the structure and the honoring of process that comes from feminine spiritual law, that is never how you go about your own healing. You go about your own healing with a cognizance of the two sides of what is going on in the universe, and even in how you are created and what you need. How that is that you say there are things that make me not happy, and I am certainly going to do the right thing for those things, and I deserve to be happy, and lovingly I will find the right things. And if you think about that as a healing path, if you will even allow yourself to feel that in your own body, you will see what a different and more powerful way that is to actually move. It is not simply the I will diagnose and criticize, but I will see what needs to be changed, and in love I will change it. And in love, I will change it. This is when the clean masculine law and the clean feminine law work together. That is how that sounds. Now, we are going to review for you something we fear you already know. What it looks like when the feminine law has not entered. This is what is wrong with me. It has always been what is wrong with me. Why has it been wrong with me so long? I have tried and tried, and I have never. And what you see is, rather than that diagnosis being helpful, it is simply a vehicle to send you to hell, which is not actually where any healing takes place at all. So to add to what you are doing to honor yourself, it is most important when you look at something you want to change or improve in your life that you do not take one step until you have added the love and support that belongs there. If you do that, then you can move through virtually anything on the planet. But without that, you will find that the thing that you are trying to correct simply recurs, goes around, gets worse, makes you feel worse. It is because of that missing element. Here is a habit I have that I want to change. And here is the love that will help me change it. The love that is present for me at all times, the love that I am now willing to give myself in this process of change that I enter. Now, when that can be the response that you come to, when you can allow yourself to add the other element that completes spiritual law, then you are going to have a much better time with your life. It is going to be good for you, because it does not, and we will go to the patriarchal side for a moment, it does not demand perfection, because there is not any on the earth. It does not say, I will hold back from getting things that are good for me until I have completed my healing, because that does not work on the earth either. It is in this union of the power of saying, I wish to create my life differently, and this is the love that I choose to bring to myself in order to make that change. So this is what we are going to take a few minutes and speak about together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. And feel a warm rain fall and wash away hardness. Hardness from the world, any hardness that has caught in your field, let the rain wash it away. And feel the crown open, and feel the golden warm rain begin to come gently into your body, opening the place that allows you to receive the Father's love, the Mother's love, and the power of that balance. Feel the golden light flow into your thoughts and gentle them and balance them. Let the golden light open your third eye. And strengthen it so that you can see when you look at yourself intuitively the best way to maneuver through difficult situations, through hard feeling times. Let your own wisdom grow strong so that you see the best way to heal. Let the warm golden rain fall into your throat and let it wash away communication that has no love. Let it make a place for the balance of what you want to say, what is true for you, and the love you feel that is given to you while you are saying it. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your heart center. And feel the warm, healing, liquid golden light flow across the landscape of your heart, flowing easily into the places where there's pain or confusion, flowing over old patterns to change them. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the golden light displace the emotions in your solar plexus that might judge you or harm you in any way. Let them move out of the body so that there is space for joy. There is space for contentment. There is a space for peace. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And feel that golden light in your second center begin to wash away judgment, wash away shame, leaving a beautiful waterfall to wash anything away from your body that might happen in your life that you do not wish to hold there. Feel the liquid golden light flow down through your body and into the root. Feel the warm golden liquid wash away fear. Anything that might prevent you from respecting and expecting the creation of your life to be strong and happy and abundant. And feel the energy flow through all of your body, healing everything it touches. Healing any beliefs that do not serve you as they should, that do not honor all that you should be receiving. And bring your attention into your heart center. And see that growing in the garden in your heart is a gift. Rest the mind. Allow yourself to know the gift. Thank you. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.